We are going to spend the next two segments. This is a part of our now weekly summer series, I suppose you could say. Our ladies in the news, as we have had a handful of different news reporters, anchors, meteorologists, what have you, in for a chat. And today we are happy to welcome her in because we watch her every morning, even though we can't hear her. But she's on our televisions up here in studio from WFAA Channel 8, the host of Good Morning Texas. It is Erin Hunter.
Ooh, oh, you've got some applause for me. I wooed myself too early.
The crowd goes wild. We are going wild.
Got you.
I'm excited, guys. Thanks for having me. This is really cool.
Very nice to meet you. It is crazy that
we
do see you every single day. But we don't hear you because you're on at 9 o'clock and our show starts at 9 o'clock. And it's like, okay, we have to get her in and just officially meet her. So thank you to Joe Trahan, who got the introduction out for both of us.
He's incredible.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good dude.
You guys are incredible, though. I told everybody I was coming here and it was like I was the celebrity of the day.
Oh, really? I was excited.
I was like, okay, I'm big time. I'm on a ticket. Yes, indeed. I'm excited to be here.
All right. So I guess the first question is, how long have you been doing Good Morning Texas at Channel 8?
Yeah, so it'll actually be 3 years this July. Today's July 1st. So this month, it'll be 3 years, which is really exciting. Signed until 2027. So it's been a really good run so far. I came from a really tiny market before this. And so the shift of being here was definitely a big one when I first got here. So it's nice to be in a space where I'm finally settling in that third year. So yeah.
What was the market? Where did you come from?
I was in San Angelo, Texas.
Oh, good.
Market
Lord.
197.
Home
I was at the
Angelo
listen,
State.
Listen. And there are like 210 markets total, and I think, yeah, I was at the bottom.
Right.
197, Angelo State.
Yes.
Rams, indeed. It was a time, but glad to have progressed and moved on. But it did teach me a lot of lessons, my goodness. But
I mean, that is in the middle of nowhere in Texas.
When I showed up, I said, Dad, are we here?
Is this it?
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, baby girl, let's get out. Let's go see your new boss. And
so was that like your first job out of college or?
Yeah. So actually, funny story. Well, it's not funny at all. Actually, I graduated in the pandemic. So pandemic started, March 2020? And I graduated May 2020. So I walked across my living room in my graduation cap. They didn't even give us full like regalia or anything.
Right.
It was just the cap. And we had a living room graduation. And after that, it was basically a hiring freeze from there. And so I basically took a forced gap year and did a bunch of odd jobs. I was a daycare teacher and such. And so then I reached out for help from somebody and was like, listen, I need a mentor because at this point I've got this degree and it's not being put to use. And I don't know when the world is going to go back to normal.
Right.
What do I do? And so he gave me a list of smaller markets. At the time, I was living in San Antonio. So I was trying to go for KSAT and those type of stations, but those are pretty big stations, especially coming straight out of college. And so someone gave me San Angelo, and I just applied on a whim, and I was like, Lord, let it be, and whatever happens, happens. I was not expecting them to call back. We had two interviews, and then they were like, yeah, we'll see you here on July 29th. Can you get here? And I was like, I'll be there tomorrow. I didn't look it up. I didn't research.
I didn't
do anything. Because I was yearning to use this degree.
Right.
So I was like, listen, we're going to put this to work. I'm going out there. I'm not going to look it up. And then we got out there, and then he said, my dad said, this is
it. Welcome home,
baby girl. Where do you want me to unpack?
So you took that job sight unseen. Had never gone out there to meet them or anything. That's funny because I took a radio job in Florida like that years ago and kind of said my brother helped me move. And when we got there, he got out and goes, you know, we can turn around and go home. Nobody will think.
Nobody will know.
And I was like, no, I got to do this.
Yep. You got to follow through.
I did. It's funny because I wonder if you feel this way. Now you probably don't have to because you're in Dallas, major market. But man, once that experience happened to me, I felt like it taught me never, ever take a job again sight unseen.
Never. Well, listen. And I'm grateful for San Angelo. I am. It taught me so much.
Awesome.
I got engulfed into the Western culture, which I think, you know, prepared me to come out here. But sight unseen, probably we'll never do that again.
Yep, I learned that lesson.
All right, we have Erin Hunter from Good Morning Texas in studio with us. By the way, I can so totally see you being a teacher. Like that, oh my gosh.
I wasn't too bad as a daycare teacher.
I can see that.
But listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I was with the babies.
I know.
6 weeks to 6 months.
Okay, that's perfect.
And they don't talk back. Yeah. Okay, you hit the nail on the head.
I know. I
so,
can see that.
Daycare teacher, maybe.
That's it.
Regular teacher, definitely not.
Oh, no. All right, where are you from?
Originally from Newport News, Virginia. I'm a military brat, though, so I kind of popped everywhere. Shout out to my dad for serving his country. But originally from Virginia and then have just bopped everywhere. This is my third time living in Texas, though. So
oh, wow.
I feel like Texas just keeps grabbing me and pulling me back in. And honestly, I love it here. I've been in San Angelo, like I said, San Antonio, and now Dallas.
Oh, military brat.
Yes, indeed.
So what was the dream growing up? I know a lot of people, I wanted to be a doctor, engineer,
yeah,
baseball player, all that. What was the dream
for
you?
It never truly pans out the way you think it's
no,
going to.
Especially the whole baseball player.
Yeah.
Passenger. If you can't run and throw and catch
right,
and hit,
and you know,
sucks.
There's always someone out there who's better than you. And so
of
when
course,
you show up to the tryout, you're like, oh yeah, I'm definitely not
yeah, right,
good enough to be here. But no, as a child, I wanted to be a fashion designer so bad. That dream kind of fell off by the time I went to college. Freshman year, I wanted to be a PA, a physician's assistant. And so I had no actually lane that took me to broadcast at all. And so I knew I wanted to help people. I knew I wanted to work with children. So maybe there's something there as far as with the daycare teacher. But they put me in biology and chemistry in the same semester, that first semester. And that's when I realized I do not have a mind for science or math.
Right. Right. It takes a special mind for that.
I feel you.
For sure.
Really?
I feel you.
No
it
doubt.
It does. And I always say, I'm not a mathematician. I'm a journalist, okay?
Right.
So, like, leave the numbers to someone else. I can time the show, do all the things, but after that, no thank
yeah,
you. And so what's so crazy is I went home, winter break, and my mom found this DVD of me in the fifth grade doing the school news. And I was just saying, like, the lunch and the after-school activities and all the things, but it wasn't half bad. And so
okay,
I was like, okay, if I was 10 and I could do this, I wonder how good I might be at it at 20, you know? And so I went back to school, changed majors, and my grades instantly shot up. But yeah, that was kind of the path and ran with it from there. And here we are.
And what school?
Yeah. University of Nebraska.
Okay.
Lincoln.
Husker.
Go
Horn
Huskers. Yes, indeed.
How about
I'm a bag full of tricks, okay? I've been everywhere.
I see.
Man, no doubt.
We're getting better, you guys. This football year is going to be a good one indeed.
You sure about that?
I don't know, honestly, but I just keep the faith and the hope.
But how fun was that going to games out there in at Nebraska?
Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole day is an experience. Like, you just submerge yourself in the tailgating. You got to do it like a freshman when you first get there and
right,
just hit
right,
every single party. But
yeah,
as
bet,
you grow, you, I think, appreciate the fellowship and just how many people gather to be a part of this one event. And as you guys know, we don't have the greatest record. And so, but we still show up in full force.
You
know,
do.
All 90K are coming
yeah,
to the stadium. All the watch parties will be packed out. It really is, like I said, it's such an experience. And I don't know if they do the balloons anymore, but when I was there, they used to like release the balloons during the touchdowns and just seeing like thousands of
that's
balloons
cool,
in the air. I'm sure that's probably not good for the environment.
Probably
that's probably
not,
why they
but
stopped.
Hey, it was fun.
But
it was fun.
Degradable balloons.
It was
right,
a beautiful experience. And I always say, if I could, I would do college over tomorrow, just for the experience, because
yeah,
it was just that.
I'd
because
love to
amazing,
go to a game there.
Yeah, because adulting sometimes is not fun.
Why not?
And the best time that you're supposed to have is in college.
It is.
I try
in
to
college,
tell people that all the time. Enjoy your time.
Yeah,
have
stay
a
forever,
great time. Don't stay
it
forever.
It goes by so when, fast.
It does.
Stay
it
as
really
long as
does.
You can.
He's like, I'm going to go back right now.
I wish.
But yes, you guys got to check out a Nebraska game if it's ever on your list, if you're ever passing through.
Yeah, it's on mine. I'd love to go there. Yeah.
Don't go to an Ohio State one, though, like when we play them.
Okay.
Because yeah,
the hatred.
The vibes are just not high.
Yeah.
We know we're going to lose. I'm sorry to everyone in Nebraska.
Well, I suppose there's some fairness to that. So, again, it's Erin Hunter, the host of Good Morning Texas on WFAA Channel 8. What do you love about doing this job? Because, again, like Donnie was saying, and we've had a variety of your, I guess, peers in from different stations. And it's funny because you see we have the four TVs. So we see you guys all the time, but we never hear you.
Hear our actual voices.
We kind of see you doing the segments and stuff, but we can't see or hear what you're saying. So what do you love about Good Morning Texas?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let me give you a little backstory. Because before I got here, when I was in San Angelo, I was doing hard news. And so I was doing, you know, robberies and house fires and stuff like that. Normal news, day-to-day news. I always knew that wasn't for me. I knew it was a step in, but I knew it wasn't for me. In college, I had a YouTube channel. I was always talking about fashion and celebrities and cooking and lifestyle overall. And so when I got to San Angelo, I said, okay, I'm going to put my marker down here and I'm going to get my foot in the door. And I wanted to be the lifestyle host at that station. Unfortunately, my news director was also the lifestyle show host. So it's kind of hard to beat out your boss for the job.
Kinda,
but, but I started saying, okay, listen, if I can't be on the lifestyle show, I'm going to create content for this show. So I'm going to find a way to be on this show regardless. Right. And so I was turning a package for the regular 4, 5, and 6 news, but I was also turning a package for the lifestyle show as well. And so I ended up putting together a reel separate from hard news and just sent it out from there. Now, the special thing with Good Morning Texas is it offers me so many opportunities when it comes to that fashion, when it comes to celebrity interaction, when it comes to lifestyle and just things that are going on around town. And the beauty of the show is it really is a positive show. It's an uplifting show. It's a show that I get to be myself. And that was one of the reasons I actually got out of hard news, is because I found it hard for me to put myself in a headspace when it when those hard things happened, right? And it also was very hard for me to detach from it, to disconnect when I went home. And so I knew I wanted something that leaned into what made me happy and what I like to talk about, because I do like to talk. I just like to talk about the things that I like to talk about, you know. And so that's when GMT came into play. And GMT, mind you, when I applied for GMT, I was in San Angelo. Like I said, it was very much a throwaway application. Like I was just like, hope for the best, you know what I mean? And I just sent it off and hoped for, and that's all it was. And then they called for an audition and were like, can you come? And I was like, yeah, I just want to see the studio. So yeah, I'll be there, you know? And then they called again and offered the job. And I was like, you know, you're calling me in Market 197, right? Aren't you guys like Market 4? Are you sure you want me? But that is the beauty of this show, is that I get to talk fashion. I get to be myself when I do it. We had a fashion show on the show this morning, and it was just me authentically like, yes, I like that. That is in trend right now. That is coming back. This is the color of the season. Like, those are things I just know. You know what I mean? Whereas other topics I was having to do, and research is required for everything, but I think when you're researching and you're just trying to get to the bottom of it and it's not fun, it's not for you, or at least it's not for me, you know? And so I said I wanted to do something I could be passionate about, that I know I want to research and I want to dive and know all the things and then share it with others. And I think that's where passion is born, you know? And so that is what GMT allows me to do. And it's given me so many opportunities. I've done red carpets. I've done movie junkets. I've gone to Australia with my job. Like,
okay, we want to talk a little bit about that more when we come back.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we'll do that. Watching.
Right,
we're watching.
We definitely watched them. And okay, we'll talk about that coming back on the other side. It's 12:30, lunchtime with the Invasion rolls along. Aaron Hunter from Good Morning Texas is in studio with us. We were jealous when she was in Australia, so let's talk about that trip next here on The Ticket.
Thank you, Travis. It is 12:37, lunchtime here with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We will mix with the sweet spot. Sean Bass is back, so it'll be Sean and David Mino. We'll mix with those boys coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. But we continue our conversation with the host of WFAA Channel 8's Good Morning Texas, GMT. It is Aaron Hunter.
Hello.
And you heard that song there, the song Down Under from the band Men at Work. Because I guess that was last summer, wasn't it? When you went to Australia.
It was last summer, yes.
And you had
indeed
all these segments that were filmed down there in Australia. And Donnie, at first, like, man, I think we're trying to figure out, like, she's in Australia. Like, no, look, that's the Opera House. She is in Australia.
We are quite literally boots on the ground. We were in Australia. Yeah, when they first told me, I thought, really?
Like, but how cool is that?
You're going to send me, like, all expenses, like a real work trip all the way across the first 17 hours on a plane? Can
Did
I just
say? Did you get, like,
say
a bed or whatever?
Yes. They took care of us. Let me just say, I that was first time I ever laid down on a plane. I felt like I was that girl. Okay.
I can't even imagine.
I was like, Mama, I made it. Okay, this is a nice plane seat.
Excuse me, Miss Hunter. Would you like a drink?
Would you like a champagne before we take off?
Yes. I'll take it all.
I would love, and some warm nuts, please, as well.
Whatever you got, give it here.
That's great.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, because if we first saw it, it said, no, there's no way. They're just talking about, no, she's there. So how long was the trip?
We were there for a week and a half, which was incredible. And we did everything. I mean, we literally had our own personal tour guide. And I think that's the beauty of a work trip when you go to places like that, because you hit everything that they want your viewers to see. So we're hitting, I climbed the Sydney Bridge. I kayaked in the harbor. I went to the Taronga Zoo. There were so many things. Can I also say Sydney is very much the New York of Australia. It is just like New York City. It is just 17 hours away in the other hemisphere.
Right. Outside of the world.
Exactly. Yeah. But the culture, I mean, my goodness, I took a deep dive into it, and it was so easy to do so because of the tour guide that we had. But like, even kangaroo. They eat kangaroo like it's steak, you know?
It's delicious.
Kangaroo's
deer. Delicious.
It's divine. With some mashed potatoes? Yes,
very
indeed.
Good.
But it's like they're deer over there. That's how many they have. It's just a source of protein for them. And so, but for us, it's like, whoa, kangaroo?
Yeah.
You know? But it was so great. And they work off the land a lot more than we do as far as just plants when it comes to like lemon, they use lemongrass instead. And it's actually very fragrant. It's very vibrant. They actually take care of the world around them. We do here too, but
right.
They live off the land a lot more than we do. They also tap into that indigenous culture a lot more over there as well, which I honestly did not know about until I went over there. And so it was nice to hear.
So Good Morning Texas is on at 9 o'clock.
It is.
As far as the show goes, are you pitching a ton of ideas? I know you probably have a team with you. How do you get some of the segments that's going on throughout the entire show?
I have the best team in the world, can I say? I have 3 magical producers. We're actually getting a new executive producer here soon. But as far as pitching goes, we pitch every Tuesday. So if you guys have an idea, please do let us know before every Tuesday comes around. But usually for me, most of the pitches that I get come through my Instagram DMs.
Okay.
And so for the rest of my producers, it usually comes through email. But I think because I'm on every day, they just find my social media and they just send it over to me. But yeah, if it's usually anything cooking related, lifestyle related, a event that is happening or coming up in the city, we talk about it. I mean, anything fun, that's fun is mandatory on GMT, and that's why I'm there.
Yeah, because we see it's you, and then I guess it's Paige McCoy that's a part of it as well. And she was out this morning, and
she was at Terry Black's.
That's right. I was gonna say a barbecue place.
I had barbecue right before I came here.
I bet
it was
Terry
divine.
Black's is fantastic, and man, they had her in there with the smokers and showing how everything is done, and it always seems like you're in the studio, and she's the one that goes out and is on location.
She is roving all over the city, indeed. Sometimes I get a little jelly of Paige because Paige does a ton of cool stuff. I mean, she climbs walls and she goes and exhibits, and I mean, she does all sorts of stuff. She plays soccer for, World Cup, and so she definitely gets to see a bit more of the world as far as our roles go, but I do meet 8 new people almost every day, which I think is incredible because someone brings something different every single day. And honestly, comedians are really my favorite right now to come on the show just because they keep me on my toes. Like, I never know what they're going to say. They never stick to the questions that I've given them. They just want to take it and steer it left, and usually in a way that could get all of us in trouble. And so it's nice having like that little bit of test, you know what I mean?
Right? Yeah.
But yeah, Paige is normally out and about, unless it's something like super, like she's not into it and we want to switch roles, then we'll do that sometimes as well.
It's Aaron Hunter, Good Morning Texas. Now, from going from market 192
to market 197.
197, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
197. Even lower.
Put me at the bottom.
To 4.
Awesome.
For just one job is just unheard of.
It's
like
so
it just doesn't happen. And I kind of want to go back to your just sending it out on the whim as far as the job application. Did you do that for other spots also? Did you feel like your time in San Angelo was done? And you wanted
Oh, yeah.
To,
no question.
Right.
Shout out to everybody in San Angelo.
How long were you in San Angelo?
I was like,
how long were you in San Angelo?
I was in San Angelo 2 years. I did that 2-year contract and it was up. And I said, it's time to go. It's time to go. to go.
Right.
But
did you put up for any other jobs?
Yeah, actually, so I got a job in Louisiana doing hard news still. I sat on it for a little while because I knew that wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do, but I wanted to keep something in my back pocket just in case. So kept Louisiana in the pocket. I talked to South Carolina. They ended up offering, that was a lifestyle show, but their lifestyle setup was a lot different than GMT because this is Market 4. And South Carolina is still a good market. It's just not as big as here. But they were having their host produce the show, and then also they didn't have a sales team, so like everybody on the lifestyle show also had to sell the show as well. GMT is a half paid show, basically. And so we take clients who want to come on and tell us what they've got going on, whether that's a business or a product or something like that. Some people do come on and pay to be on. But in South Carolina, they were asking the host to do that as well. And I was like, okay, I'm not sure if I'm in to do sales as well. And so, yeah, I literally sent off GMT. Like I said, I stumbled upon it. Seriously, I stumbled upon God is good. Let me just take a second to give God his flowers, because nothing, people ask me all the time, they message me, how did you get there? How did you do it? How did you make the jump? And I don't have an answer. God is good. And granted, San Angelo made me put in the work. I was very much the weekend anchor. I was the reporter during the week and also on the weekend. And then I was the producer for the weekend shows that I anchored.
Goodness.
And so,
everything.
Yeah, everything. And so I never regret San Angelo, because San Angelo put me in the predicament to be able to apply to a show in Dallas and have all of the skills to be able to do so. And honestly, I think that's why I got hired, is because they knew I could shoot and edit and do all the things as well. And I don't do it as often as I used to in San Angelo, but it is so necessary to have those skills, because you never know who's going to call out. You never know who's not going to be there. So you want to be able to have those skills just in case. But it really was a whim, and God is good.
It's important, man. We always tell the young kids that come through here, interns and whatnot, you got to learn all the aspects of it, even some of those that you go, well, how am I going to use this, or this is too boring.
Just never know.
It'll
you just
come
never
up.
Know. It will.
It will come
point.
Up at some point.
Easily. So
you
when you do these segments, because you do a lot of food segments.
I do.
Do you ever eat something? Oh, God, what is this?
So, you know, you want? I'm going to share my secret with everybody. I get this question all the time. How do you know if the food is actually good? I usually do a dance. And it's natural, and it just happens, and
okay.
I don't even control
good to watch
it.
For.
But yeah,
yeah,
if
can't
I
hear
take
you
a
say
bite,
it's good. So this helps tremendously.
And I do a little shimmy and a little dance.
Okay, that's how you know it's good. Too.
It's
good.
Hitting. Can I share a fun fact? Actually, I just got on my workout journey. I know, well, a lot of people are on their workout journeys. I feel like we go on and go off and go on and go off, but I've been on this workout journey for the last year and a half, and I had to get on the workout journey because we had so many like Michelin star chefs coming on the show, people from Food Network, like top tier people who work in the food industry, bringing their greatness to the show. And of course, they're making it as beautiful as they can and as tasty as they can because it's going to be on a TV show. And then they leave it all. They just leave it behind. And somebody's got to eat it. Like, I can't
somebody
just throw it away.
Man, I didn't
and
think
so,
about that.
Yeah, after my first year on GMT, I think I gained like a solid 45 to 60 pounds. And so I had
you
to get...
You did not gain 60
I
pounds.
I swear on everything... I was a thick mamacita. I was a thick mamacita. And I got into Pilates, and I have dropped that weight. Thank
okay.
you, Lord.
Okay.
But
awesome.
The food is spectacular. As good as it looks on the show, it is that good in person. And I was eating after the show, too. I slowed down now.
Okay. Aaron Hunter in with us for a few more minutes. Lunchtime rolls along. So you are in Market 4, and you are hosting a show that you've been thinking about for a long time.
Yeah.
Lifestyle show. That's what you want. Now, what's the ultimate goal? You're still kind of young in this business.
Yeah.
And maybe you have a few other things in your mind as far as, okay, I want to tackle this. I want to tackle that. I want to do this.
Yeah. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I really am a baby still in the industry. It'll be 5 years total in this July. And so I got here a lot faster than I thought I was going to. So next step is like, all right, Lord, you set it up last time. What you got this time for me? You know, especially because I didn't do this step with an agent. So I don't know, like, I think the next step is more about who you know rather than finding it on Indeed. And so definitely finding those types of auditions. Long-term main goal, I need to be on the carpet for a Met Gala. I want to interview everybody about the fashion, about the goodness that comes down that carpet. That is just a dream of mine. Right. If I could hit the Oscars, the Grammys, all of those too, that would be great. Award shows in general, as I think, and I would love to hit national at some point if God sees fit.
Like Good Morning America type level stuff.
Good Morning America, but still in a space that I'm doing what I do right now. Good Morning America still kind of dabbles in the hard news. So I could, if they need an entertainment reporter, you call. but yeah, something along those lines, or like Entertainment Tonight or something of that nature, I could definitely see myself doing. This is also my first job because, like I said, in San Angelo, I was the anchor 2 days out of the week, and I was a reporter the rest of it. And so this is my first job where I'm on TV every single day. And I think that has brought new things to the surface of just like, woof, like I got to do my makeup and my hair every day. You know what I mean? I was just telling you guys, I was like, this is so much fun being on the radio because you get to do exactly that, talk and share your thoughts and all the things. But you ain't got to worry about if your eyebrows look good.
Look at us. We don't care how we look. You. Look how we're dressed now.
Your eyebrows look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
But still.
I mean, I was told today that I'm basically homeless. So.
we kind of proved that it was true. I mean, that goes. Sometimes
it's not true. Don't believe them. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, that has definitely come to the surface, and just figuring out how to balance that and just new challenges. And so even on the days when you don't feel like it, you still got to show up. You still got to look cute, and you still got to deliver what the people are wanting, right?
Well, I'm telling you, we've done this now for about a month, and I don't think anyone has come in with the energy that you have brought in here today.
This is really fun.
Love it.
I had the best time. This is so much fun.
You can tell. No doubt.
Let me know when you want me back.
Hey, you know what?
Anytime.
You are welcome.
Anytime.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for joining us and coming down here to hang with us and getting to know you has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Seriously, I feel like I'm back in my radio days. This feels good.
There you go. All right. Erin Hunter, Good Morning, Texas. You can see her Monday through Friday, Channel 8 at 9 o'clock. Just like we do. We have her on the television every single morning. It's 12:50. Lunchtime with the Invasion is wrapping up. We come back. We will mix with the Sweet Spot. That's next here on The Ticket.